This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In our series Vital Signs, living with artificial devices like stents, valves, and grafts intended to improve blood flow to the heart. Doctors in the U.S. perform about 1 million such procedures each year, but after that, the work falls to the patient. I talked about lifestyle changes after stents with Dr. Jeffrey Schuessler, an interventional cardiologist with Baylor Heart and Vascular Hospital in Dallas. When people get stents, is there a tendency maybe to think that they've gotten a cure for whatever their heart-related problem is?
The misunderstanding is that if you have a stent, we've fixed the problem. What we've done is we've opened up the worst problem, but the underlying process still remains. So if you have diabetes or if you have blood pressure or if you smoke, whatever brought you to the point where you needed a stent, those things don't necessarily go away. So the focus of treatment after that is even more important, which is medications and diet and exercise and stopping those behaviors that may have caused the problem in the first place.
Are people usually good about following the regimen?
Most are. Getting that stent, especially if they dodged a big problem like a heart attack that was stopped, for them, they usually do the right thing.
For those who aren't as disciplined as they should be, what is the most important thing they need to do?
The two big things I always focus on, if you're smoking or using tobacco, that needs to stop. And then the second big part of it is taking medications. So we should probably talk about what a stent is. If you have a blockage, it's a very small metal tube. It almost looks like a steel spring. We can open up the blockage by placing that stent or metal tube in, and it acts like a scaffold to let the arteries the blood flow through the artery more easily. So if you have a stent that's been put in, it's obviously an artificial device, and the body tends to want to reject that. So we give medicines, aspirin and a medicine called clopidogrel, that helps keep the stent, once it's put in, from clotting off. And then the other medications for cholesterol and blood pressure are really there to help the process from having another blockage that occurs.
So it's absolutely necessary to stay disciplined with that.
You know, nothing in life is mandatory, but when we tell you you need to take your medicines, you really should take your medicines.
What damage does smoking go on to cause after you've had such a procedure?
Tobacco in general is very, very irritating to the lining of all of your arteries. And so that is, for many people, the instigator as to why they have blockages that occur. There's some people that say, well, look, everybody in my family lived to be 100. Why is this happening to me? Well, you can have good cholesterol and good blood pressure. And if you smoke, it can be a deal breaker.
Maintaining a healthy weight.
One of the biggest problems we have besides tobacco is obesity and diabetes, and they go hand in hand. In a perfect world, everybody would be thin, have normal blood pressure, no one would smoke. And I agree, that's not reality. But, you know, even losing some weight can always help. It's not just about how your pants fit, but it relates to your blood pressure, it relates to your sugars and how well they're controlled. So there's a lot of good benefits to exercising and trying to get towards a normal weight.
And diet.
The specifics are less important than you think. So it's not necessarily specifically what foods. Eating a reasonable diet is the right answer. And eating fewer calories, if you had to take a general theme, fewer calories is probably better. You know, and there's specific diets. If you're diabetic, you really have to watch your sugars. But a lot of it is just caloric intake in general.
I see. More balanced diet and maybe not as big portions or...
You know, obviously eating vegetables and fruits is better than eating a lot of processed foods. But a lot of that has to do with how dense the calories are. It's a lot of calories in a Twinkie for the size of the portion. There's fewer calories in a heap of vegetables for the size of the portion.
How important is managing stress after you've had these kind of procedures?
We all know that stress contributes, at least to some degree, to people who have cardiovascular events. I think it's how you cope with stress that's very important. So for some people, if they're very stressed and they rely on tobacco, that's not good. If they rely on a lot of alcohol, that's not good. If they binge eat, that's not good. So, you know, exercise as a response to stress isn't a bad way of doing it. There's a lot of benefits to that. And if we can get people more exercising in response to bad things, that would be beneficial.
Of course, I suppose if everybody else followed these recommendations, this might help them avoid a stent or a valve or a graft or any other kind of heart-related problem.
It can. You know, the things that we can't control are genetics. You can't really choose your parents, so whatever you've got, you've got, and then it's really up to us to take whatever baseline problems that we might have in our lives and what we do with that. So you can take your genetics and you can make it worse. You can't necessarily always make that better.
Dr. Schuessler, thank you for being with me.
All right. Thank you very much.